Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association, teaching, learning, leading.
As keynote speaker during a recent forum on funding flooding resilience, Ann Phillips did not mince words.
As I talk to people about what options are in passing to deal with the future, I have a sense that many homeowners feel that the cities are going to bail them out, and that the cities feel that the state should bail them out, and that the state thinks the federal government is going to bail it out. And in actuality, none of those things are going to happen. And to get to the point where we're going to get big federal dollars in here without planning ahead, relying on a storm, is pure folly.
Besides home to the country's fourth largest container ship port by volume, Virginia's coastal waterways are home to a multitude of defense agencies and NASA. Virginia ranks first in defense spending at 8.9% of its gross domestic product, and first in defense personnel spending.
All of these assets are extremely valuable to the nation. They are unique, they are indispensable, and they are in many cases irreplaceable. So where they are is where they must be to execute their mission.
The General Assembly has not stepped up to the task. One example, they've yet to appropriate money to a fund they established in 2016 to create a low-interest loan program that would help residents and businesses subject to recurrent flooding. After her speech, Phillips, who has no funding for staff, sat down to talk about her new job.
One of my personal things is the first iteration is, you know, first do no harm. Let's see what people are doing. Let's kind of, you have to understand where they are. And for me to do that, I have to go meet them. I have to go talk to them and let them tell me, I'm really interested in this. I'm not at all interested in that. And every time I do that, I learn something. Whatever perspective you might imagine they have, often, you know, that's not correct. And so unless you're on the ground, you don't get it.
And it's not just coastal Virginia.
I keep bumping into riverine. I keep bumping into rainfall. The need for a flooding monitoring network statewide. The need for updating, you know, projected floodplain mapping statewide.
Virginia's changing climate also means the potential for greater health risks from disease.
Fortunately, Virginia Department of Health has just started a working group to look at pandemics statewide, a climate change working group to look at these impacts, future impacts.
Funding is the biggest issue for all states facing flooding. For Virginia, sinking lands along the coast adds to the urgency. Phillips will continue meeting with communities and planning districts to include what they've already been doing in this first step of creating a state master plan.
There's just so many different kinds of things to try to pull together. It's fascinating, but it's also quite daunting. We absolutely have a focus on environmental justice. So how do we make sure that's adequately represented? How do we make sure tribal interests are adequately represented? You know, they must have a seat at the table. We just don't want to leave people out. And I worry about that all the time. What am I forgetting?
Also, breathing down the neck of Phillips and the General Assembly, maintaining Virginia's AAA credit rating while generating big bills to protect and make communities more resilient to climate change. From the campus of William & Mary, I'm Pamela D'Angelo.